Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
And it is Wednesday, December 14, 2022, and we are on the fast slide now to Hanukkah and to Christmas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our program. I'm delighted to have you here. Our good friend Mark Auerbach is going to join us a little later in the show with his look at the Arts Beat, or on the Arts Beat, I should say. But first, a few things that I think will be of interest and perhaps of use to you. Now, some new Department of Revenue Social Security recipients to help cope with soaring inflation, you're going to get a bump. A bump is scheduled in payments, and that will be effective in the new year. Perhaps you've already heard about this. Social Security benefit checks will reflect the increase starting in January, and the average retiree benefit is going to go up by $146 per month, and the average disability benefit will increase by $119 a month. This from the Social Security Administration. So, if you're wondering how much more you stand to see in your checks, the personalized letter from Social Security Administration will give you a breakdown of what to expect. And while we're on this subject, a November slowdown in inflation could give consumers a little bit of relief, both from rising prices and rapidly rising interest rates. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index data that was released about 24 to 48 hours ago by the Labor Department, still showed inflation near 40-year highs, but a slower pace of price growth may help Americans catch a break from more than a year of rapid inflation, all while giving the Federal Reserve a little bit of room to hike interest rates at a slower pace. The annual inflation rate fell to 7.1% in November. That's down from 7.7% in October, and in line with the economist estimates of a 7.3% annual inflation rate. Prices up just 0.1% in November alone, and down from 0.4% monthly inflation rate in October. Soon we'll be checking in, not on this program, but one coming up very shortly, with America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, who will deconstruct inflation more precisely than I'm certainly able to do it. Stell Atlantis is recalling about 1.4 million pickup trucks worldwide because the tailgates may not close completely, and cargo could spill onto the road. The recall covers Ram 1500, 2500, and 3500 pickups from 2019 to 2022 model years. The company, formerly Fiat Chrysler, says it found that striker plates on the pickups may not be lined up right to allow complete closure. Stell Atlantis says it's not aware of any related crashes or injuries. We have a busy travel season ahead, if it's not underway already, for the holidays this year. AAA Northeast notes that 112.7 million people are expected to travel more than 50 miles from home. And they're all in my lane. Travel experts predict more than 102 million Americans driving to their holiday destinations despite roller coaster gas prices. And expensive airfares are not stopping an increase of air travel this holiday season, with the numbers up 14% as 7.1 million are expected to fly. Travel time will be extended this year because Christmas and New Year's Day both fall on Sundays. And in addition to that holiday weekend, more people work hybrid schedules, which does tend to make their travel time more flexible. Let's title this, Clear the Snow Before You Go. Could save a life. And it's also the law. Sergeant Joseph LaFrance, West Springfield Police Department, said the right tools make all the difference. And in just 18 seconds, the sergeant was able to brush off a cruiser with a snow pusher. However, those 18 seconds can be what saves a person's life. The sergeant says that snow will turn to ice, and that sheet of ice is going to fly off the roof of your car and hit another vehicle or a pedestrian. Snow blowing from your car can also lead to fines in Massachusetts. An unsecured load citation could cost you $200. You could also be held responsible for reckless driving if the snow on your car causes a crash. Ultimately, the advice for staying safe is very simple. As aforementioned, clear the snow before you go. Well, I guess it was a matter of time. Massachusetts will be the first recreational-use cannabis state in the nation to adopt a curriculum to educate teens on cannabis-impaired driving. Remember those arguments when the legalization folks were after getting it decriminalized in Massachusetts? It was always some effort to equivocate cannabis with alcohol. Well, the Registry of Motor Vehicles, saying it controls drivers' education in the state, indicated that it is adopting the AAA curriculum, which is called Shifting Gears, the Blunt Truth About Marijuana and Driving, this in partnership with members of the Cannabis Control Commission. The registry, which plans a formal announcement this coming Friday at the Worcester Registry of Motor Vehicles, indicated the curriculum will be adopted in January and will update the driver education model to include research-based info on cannabis and an explanation of how tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, the active chemical in marijuana, affects cognition, vision, reaction time, and perception of time and distance. Well, here's Mark Auerbach with our Pioneer Valley Radio Arts Beat Report. Mark?
The Nutcracker returns to Springfield Symphony Hall, performed by Albany Berkshire Ballet, with two performances December 17th. Madeline Cantronella Colpo is the company's artistic director, and this production of The Nutcracker has been touring in Albany, Burlington, and Pittsfield prior to arriving in Springfield. The show features local children. For details, albanyberkshireballet.org. Come Home for the Holidays punctuates Berkshire Theater Group's holiday fair at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. On December 18th, performers include some of the area's best known and respected artists from the diverse Berkshire County music community, along with the Berkshire Theater Group Youth Chorus. For details, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Miss Benet, Christmas at Pemberley, Lauren Gunderson and Margot Melkin's imagined sequel to Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice returns to Shakespeare and Company as a costumed stage reading December 16th through the 18th in Lenox. Ariel Bach directs. For details, shakespeare.org. Come From Away, the Broadway hit musical from Canada about the people from Gander, Newfoundland, who hosted thousands of stranded airline passengers after 9/11, comes to the Bushnell December 20 through 24th. The musical, which originally workshopped at Goodspeed, features book, music, and lyrics by Irene Sankoff and David Hein, and just finished a successful Broadway run. Christopher Ashley won a Tony Award for his direction of the show. Tickets are available for details, bushnell.org. Believe, a holiday celebration, brings Songs of the Season to the Northampton Center for the Arts, December 16th and 17th, thanks to K&E Theater Group. The production features David Cavillin, Melissa DuPont, Christopher Marcus, Nicole Newell, Kathy Renard, Tina Spakel, Chris Weber, and David Weber. David Cavillin serves as music director and arranger. K&E Theater Group Artistic Director Eddie Zitka directs. For details, aepg.org. And if you're hanging around Longmeadow, the Longmeadow Arts Community is displaying vivid photographs from their annual calendars at the Longmeadow Adult Center throughout the month of December. Over 20 photographers have contributed beautiful outside images taken around Longmeadow, including those taken in familiar areas such as the First Church on the town green, and others in more unfamiliar areas, such as the Pioneer Valley Yacht Club along the Connecticut River. And that exhibit contains over 30 framed images. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you for being with us on this edition of our program. I appreciate your support and listenership here on Pioneer Valley Radio, where if it's about Western Mass, we're talking about it. So I'm Brad Shepherd. Until our next program, take care. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.